Will it be Pickett or Flacco? Head to head, we'll hear how they sound, and you'll get to determine the starting quarterback based on their press conferences. Come, no,
Joe's gonna be. Joe will be tough to beat.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. He's got it. He understands it. He knows how to play the game. Thoughts on what Daryl said there, though, Jeff?
I'm not convinced of that.
What are you convinced of?
With the quarterback situation, next to nothing. the only thing I would guarantee you is that they are really looking at quarterbacks in next year's draft.
I can't argue that.
That doesn't...
But are they doing it with a foot on the gas, foot on the brake, right? It
doesn't mean they need one. I mean, seriously, stranger things have happened than a third-round draft choice going in and becoming a starting NFL quarterback as a rookie and playing pretty well. We've seen that happen. You know, stranger things have happened than a fifth-round pick actually doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
The idea in my head is where I disagree with Daryl slightly, and Daryl knows more about it than I do because you know he is tuned in. He knows what's going on with the Browns, and he gets it. He says Flacco or Pickett. That's the competition. My only thought is, okay, if you get rid of one of those guys, that means you're going to play Dylan or Shador as your backup quarterback and probably keep all three. And I just think, well, if something happens to the winner of Pickett or Flacco, then that rookie better be ready. And if he's not good, then maybe the idea of completely playing for the 2026 draft choice is actually really on the table. And that might be part of what's going on here.
I think I just don't want to walk into another DTR situation where, you know, the Ravens are in town. Deshaun gets hurt.
Well, you might.
DTR doesn't know until seconds before he walks out on the field that he's even going to play that day, which, by the way, as a backup, you have to be ready, right? You must be ready. So I don't want to see that situation. I want some clarity walking into this thing. I want to have faith that whoever's out there taking snaps has the opportunity to win every week. You know, you've got two guys that are younger that just have zero NFL experience. So it's hard to want to. You can't say that Gabriel or Sanders is going to walk out there and automatically win. I do think it's interesting, though, when you do put a new quarterback out there, that sometimes defenses will struggle because they just don't know what to expect. And we've seen that before. It's almost like a pitcher in Major League Baseball where a new guy gets called up, or sometimes they just don't have the info on a guy to go up against them, and they look fantastic their first couple outings, and then once the book is out, everybody kind of figures it out. I don't know if that's the same in the NFL. I just know we're sitting here with four quarterbacks, and we'll be talking about it for a while. I hope that we're not talking about it very long, though, because we've already been talking about it for a long time. But
absolutely, best case scenario is what?
They have this. The best case scenario?
Mm-hmm. I'll
best case scenario is they pick whoever the number one is. They go into that first preseason game and they look very good, and then you know forward what's going on.
I would say the absolute best case scenario is at some point one of the rookies shows that he is the guy, steps in, plays well, and maybe you have a quarterback. I think that's absolutely the best case scenario, closely followed by Kenny Pickett doing the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not so convinced that it's got to be one of the rookies. I mean, if it's Pickett, it's Pickett. If it's Flacco and they can win, I don't have a problem with him. He could be 51 years old. If he could go out there and win, I'm down with it. I don't care how old he is. I don't care about the experience. Are the odds good in his favor? I think to start, yes, but for a long-term solution, no. Ryan is in Buffalo. Rhino.
Hey, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen, how you doing? Hey, Jeff, sorry for the last man. Just wanted to chime in, obviously, on what Daryl said. You know, the conversation, the conundrum, obviously, which is just the most unique quarterback carousel in Browns history. There's nothing that can challenge it. There's been a two-headed horse race, obviously, in yesteryears, but sometimes a third one, rarely. But there is truly five quarterbacks, and obviously that one dude that everyone just wants to see kind of go away, still lingering. That's never been done. I don't remember any other team in the NFL having this unique scenario. And again, you guys alluded to a lot of things. We had a previous caller says, who are you kind of rooting for?
I said that, yeah.
I would be saying, Yeah, I mean, I'm in agreement with that gentleman. I think Sanders would be more appealing, more fun to watch. Just the pedigree, just the uniqueness of the unknown of is he legit or not. Obviously, they're going to find that out, practice, et cetera. He's my rooted interest. I don't think he'll succeed as much as I feel. Hopefully he would, I mean, for the Browns to win, I just feel he's just that guy that's going to be on the team, second or third string. And then again, you guys are alluding to which quarterback we're observing the most this year. I truly believe it's not going to be Gabriel, Sanders, you know, obviously Flacco, Pickett. I believe the most Browns fans are going to be observing Arch Manning, Alar from Medina, Sellers, the kid from, you know, Clemson. These Allen. Are the individuals that are really going to be observing. Yeah, there's a lot of good – forgive me on the name. There's a lot of good – yeah. There's a lot of good quarterbacks out there, though, this year coming out. We know, as Browns fans, this is one of those years that we are just kind of vying for space when it comes to finding ways to get that quarterback of the future. And I'm all in on that. I hate losing. At the same time, I really don't know what this year is. This is such a unique year. It's a veteran-laden. You alluded to it as a defense that's stout. Don't get me wrong. There's some uniqueness. DeJuan Jones, left tackle, no running back, really. Quarterback, just question marks. It is not a team to succeed, like Vegas is saying. It's at the same time, it's just that it's just one of those unique years where I don't even know what they want of this team. Do they want to see who can succeed? What type of players are out there they're going to observe? There's so many question marks, man, guys. But I do know one thing. The future is optimistic. So, again, the good thing about this year is that there's something moving forward, at least. That could be the draft. It could be players in the future. But, hey, I'm going to be at all the Browns games regardless. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jeff, do you think that the future is optimistic? We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back here in a second. Also, we will hear from the quarterbacks coming up shortly from Berea. So the veteran quarterbacks, Pickett and Flacco, are scheduled to speak today. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.